This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. President Donald Trump vowed to support year-round E15 sales. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
During his recent visit to the Horizon Event Center in Clive, Iowa, President Donald Trump celebrated the accomplishments of his first year of his second term in office, highlighting the work he has done on the economy and driving global trade. As he touched on his work with the ag economy, President Trump also pointed out his commitment to reducing the government push for electric vehicles, thus increasing the room for the ethanol industry to grow.
On day one, I kept my promise to the people of Iowa and abolished the insane electric vehicle mandate, which would have obligated you to go out and buy an electric car, but it would have obliterated a thing called ethanol.
Ethanol, and year-round E15 in particular, continued to be a large focal point in President Trump's speech. He specifically pointed out the recent developments with Japan and the United Kingdom, which have both become major importers of U.S. ethanol. As he continued in his support of the ag industry, President Trump mentioned that he is confident there will be new legislation to support year-round E15 soon.
I am trusting Speaker Mike Johnson, who's great, and Leader John Thune, who's great, that's House and Senate, to find a deal that works, we've got it, for farmers, consumers, and refiners, including small and mid-sized refiners. In other words, to get E15 approved, and they're working on it, they're very close to getting it done.
President Trump also acknowledged the work being done to gain new market access for both the U.S. grain and livestock industries in countries across the globe. While President Trump alone cannot get the legislation he discussed across the table, the ag industry has mostly received his comments positively so far. For Money Matters, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.